We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. The score!
Hello?
Layla, get back in your cell. Don't make me get the hose.
You wouldn't want to get the hose.
Speaks is so confused.
We have a Layla reference in pop culture found in the wild.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, it's so good.
And the only reason that came up was Layla was actually talking about having to be hosed down as a child.
Hosed off.
Hosed off. Sorry. This gets back to our discussion of on his ass or...
Nope.
Okay. It's on. Just like hosed off, not hosed down. Pimps up, hosed down. Thanks to Pete Futek, Steve Stone, and James Fegan for joining us today. And thanks to Ray Diaz, to Tyler Buterbaugh, and to Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka for helping out as well. So it's an abbreviated version of the Spiegel Parkins and Spiegel show. I just don't know. That's what it is.
Sparkins.
It's the equivalent of the bank of toggle light switches in my house. 20 years I've lived there. Click, 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 click. Because I still don't know which light turns on what.
Yeah, but this is something important.
Oh,
I guess.
Snap.
It's not.
I mean, like being able to walk into a room that's lit instead of dark, and I still stand there, click, 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 click. Dad, how do you not know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just like your problem from earlier in the show with having to call one of your many bankers to figure
out.
I didn't say many. I didn't use the word many.
Yeah, you said I have to call one of my bankers, which implies that you have more than one banker.
Well, there's different
banks. And he was
complaining
about multiple wages.
What about banks?
No, yeah, it's so hard. I mean, I've got my inheritance and my stocks.
It's all transient.
My kids are employed.
My dividends jobs and my college funds
job.
And my 401ks.
I have one job and I have Cameo that pays me, you know.
You just negated your entire argument when you said I have one job and then so many streams of income.
You know how much money I earned from Cameo in the last calendar year? $457.
That's pretty good.
For the year.
I'll take it.
Yes.
That's actually pretty embarrassing for how much you pimp it.
That's pre-tax.
And that's all going to Camp One Step, or at least now it is, now that I've brought it up, and you should be guilted into doing so. Oh, no, it's going to Bucknell.
Yes.
That's it. Kids, we've had a good run.
The college industrial complex remains undefeated. We're bearing the lead here when we're talking to you.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Yes.
You lived.
People, Vegas.
We survived.
I would like a recap while your producer is taking batting practice at Wrigley.
Yes, he's done, by the way. So we'll get that full update on the show. But yeah, we thrived, Danny. I mean, look, for me, it was balancing the work, the fun, the wife, the mother-in-law, and the gambling. All those things.
Wife's not part of fun?
No, she is. Okay. And she was also part of work. No, she wasn't. But yeah, sure, she's part of fun, of course. But like, so it all worked very well for me. How did you end up feeling on that balance of everything? Because your wife came a little bit later into the trip, and then you guys stayed an extra day, Danny.
Well, I dropped the plate of gambling. and it shattered all over the floor.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Into a million pieces. The free work trip became expensive. So there's that.
Oh, yeah.
It's just different. Like, when we go on a free work trip to the Bratstop for Bears Packers.
Yeah.
It never costs me anything.
Yeah, you never seem to lose money at the Bratstop.
I never lose money when we go to Bourbon A.
Funny, Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Yeah. So, you know, the free work trip, like, I mean, how many of those losing blackjack sessions can I write off with Dan's many bankers as a work expense?
Right.
If, like, with one of them, I was kind of talking to an employee at Circa, which could kind of be construed as networking.
Oh, right.
Because they're kind of a client with the company. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I don't know.
You ever do the
thing?
Sounds
legit to me.
You ever do the thing where you're losing at the gambling and you're like, well, at least I still have Sleep Number. You know, like, at least, like, I've done the thing where, like, well, I do have a gig coming up. Tributosaurus becomes blank in a couple of weeks.
I do have life insurance.
Tributosaurus becomes 3-card poker coverage.
See, I think it's funnier if Danny does lose money at the Bratstop.
Well, do they
I'm
have
willing
slots?
To try.
Do they have slots
or like,
now?
Or just like playing like Liar's Poker or something, where it's like a Pete Rose kind of thing. There's got to be action all
right.
the time everywhere.
Well, or no, he likes to go there and he likes to try and guess the spices in the sausages. For money.
Dan would 100%
I think,
do that.
Is there cayenne? I bet $100 there's cayenne in this. No.
Oh, it's so funny because it's painfully true. Yeah, like my gambling rationalization speaks is not like, okay, I've got a gig coming up, but it's like, all right, I got a free whiskey and Steph had a free glass of wine.
Right.
So now we paid $400 for those two drinks.
Those were delicious.
I've enjoyed them even more now in retrospect.
Do you
That's
ever
the greatest
yourself,
glass of wine you've ever had, dear.
I do the entertainment cost. I'm like, this isn't, I'm not winning or losing.
Entertainment. I do that with every poker session. And that's true. That is absolutely true. The problem is, for me, the slots are an evil mistress. You know? Like, and
it's meditative.
I began the trip with money lost on slots and a lot of shame. You remember that the first morning, Danny?
I've started many Vegas trips with shame.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
you
necessarily
know,
at a slot machine.
Based
but,
on
you
our
know.
Conversation with Danny, I don't think he remembers the morning.
Well, right, maybe not. But yeah, so you lead off with shame. And then as I was leaving, I had to play one more round at the Wheel of Fortune at the airport. And so I finished with shame. I bracketed a really good trip with shame. Which is nothing I would recommend, really.
The food was good. I ate great. So that part was amazing. The hang was amazing.
Yeah, it really
I mean,
was.
Carrot Top and Mark Wahlberg and Derek Stevens and three of the four people on the show, all of the people, 100% of the wives attended. One of the mother-in-laws attended. Like, it was just that dinner was weird Friday night. That group of people will never be together again.
Yeah, no, that was a fascinating group. I have a.
It will never happen again.
Yeah, no, although Mitch, I saw Mitch the next morning with my mother-in-law as we went to get a coffee. And Mitch said, Bubby, it's been great to see you. I'll call you next week, which was actually a pretty good line
for
Mitch.
Is she doing weekends?
No, I don't know. Okay. It's just Mitch saying, let's stay in touch when everybody knows he's not going to stay in touch with my Bubby.
Yeah. You don't know. Maybe he will. Maybe she'll be added to the rotating cast of producers of Hit and Run. Like when Ruben can't screen the calls.
Oh, right. Bubby could come in and do it.
Eno Saris, hi, this is Bubby.
Eno hasn't been on in a while.
Are you the first person to call her Bubby?
No, she's been Bubby. She's been Bubby for a long time. They learned it, my Latin American
family.
That's what I'm
wondering. Like, something's not quite adding up. Like, I thought this sounds like a joke that you've decided now since joining the family. She
just
became
to
Bubby.
Twist the knife on my dead Bubby.
Yes, that's exactly my intent.
No. I thought that was Spiegs' intent.
Don't worry, Dan. It's not you twisting the knife. It's his partner twisting the knife. The assumption. Come on.
My mom texted and she says, because when you said, like, you know, I feel weird bringing it up because I think of your Bubby.
Yes.
You're like, my mom texted and said, I think of your Bubby every time Speech brings it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that's, of course, her mother.
I'm sorry,
so now
Dan's
don't
mom.
You feel like a real jerk.
I know, but it's just the happenstance. They chose it like 20 years ago. They heard it from some Jewish friends and were like, oh, that's great. We should call her you, Bubby.
That's
she said,
Jewish
I like
appropriation.
That. It is.
Yeah.
They absolutely appropriated our Jewishness. How dare they? It's We've also- never done that to any other culture.
That's a catchy name.
That's really cute. It's good. My Bubby was my paternal great grandmother, who lived to 93. We think we think 93. It's through her that we think we're related to Kenny G.
Of course,
because her maiden name is the same as Kenny G's actual last name.
Got it.
And so when I picture Bubby, I picture like old. Like the old, like yeah. The serious old.
Well, that's the thing. Like, yeah. how old
the
are
oldest
you?
Oldest of the old.
Yes. You must be this old to be called Bubby, right? At Six Flags, they have you got
Wile E. Coyote's.
Yes, exactly. If you're not this old, we can't call you Bubby. You're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD 2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station. So De'Aaron Fox, not a big fan of the college basketball.
How great was that?
It's amazing.
It's also how, if you see the video of it, the expressions on his face, like he really feels strongly.
He was just a few years ago one of those chaotic, incredibly fast, almost out of control ball players that made it still fun to watch. Because it is still fun to watch. Miami's loaded with people. You're like, oh my God, Jim Larranaga's got him going. That game yesterday was poorly officiated, sloppy, and chaotic, but hot damn, there were good athletes on that floor.
Hey, it was March.
Yeah.
It's the tournament. Like, you don't. I prefer the NBA. It's obviously better basketball, but this event is amazing.
It really is.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And part of the charm is kind of the bad. Like, the bad is kind of baked into the expectation. Like, if we played this exact tournament, if we started it over, what do you think? 1,000 times before it would take us, like, that many simulations before we would get this exact Final Four again?
More.
Nobody had this.
No.
Like, we say, like, oh, the perfect bracket is impossible. That's why Warren Buffett puts up, like, $1 billion or whatever he did for the perfect bracket. Like, is there anyone in the country with the perfect Final Four?
ESPN claimed that 37 brackets out of like 2 million.
Had these teams in the Final Four? 37?
That's way more than I would have thought.
I was shocked. Yeah, they issued that on Twitter. And I'm like, did somebody just throw in an algorithm or something? Because how did they even get that many?
It's so crazy. I have been interested in some of the conversations that have gone on. And Bernsie, you've been on this on Twitter and otherwise, like, how are we actually seeding these teams? And based on what? And why are you looking at win-loss? And why are you looking at conference affiliation? And
programmatic history and reputation and the footprint of the coach?
Because, look, what Florida Atlantic has done coming out in this world of NIL and grabbing all these guys, so many of them, you know, being transfers, that's just how the game is played. And jamokes like me, who are coming late to the party, ought to be told something more truthful about how good a team might be and what their chances are. Not for even for gambling purposes, but so many of us get educated late on this thing. Educate us better by your seeding process.
I don't think they know. Who would know? Well, I mean, KenPom's rankings for this suggest that it's not that insane. It's not like any of these teams are in the hundreds.
That's the thing. I saw somebody like isn't number one from KenPom still here? UConn is still number one.
Yeah, UConn's one.
Yeah,
it's the quad one, isn't it? Isn't that the whole like that's providing the most weight now? Is how many quad one wins you have?
Yeah, but these are all euphemisms they use to keep the power structure intact, right? I mean, it's still favored. There were 8 Big Ten teams, right?
Yeah.
Like, every year, we're going to say, well, you know, it's Indiana or whoever it is.
Well, that's like Florida Atlantic.
It's the teams you're watching on Eastern and Central Time.
Florida Atlantic, and this from Roger Sherman over at The Ringer. Florida Atlantic was 31-3, okay? They were number 23 in KenPom rankings, number 13 in the net rankings that the NCAA themselves put out, right? They gave them the same seed as Illinois. They gave them a worse seed than Missouri. You know, like, and this They were 31-3, and they were high in those two things. So what the hell are we doing? What are they sitting there and talking about?
But how many times have we've had this discussion a million times where Ken Pom and Nett will have a team higher and they don't make the tournament. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing that for years. Mm.
Part of it's the scheduling, right? Like how many great teams can Florida Atlantic get on its schedule to play the game to boost their strength of schedule, to have the number of quad one games that Layla's talking about? But it just proves that anybody can win it. Like, you can win it from the 9 line, you can win it from the 12 line, you can win it from the 1 line. It's just, it's a bunch of coin flips. Mm. Bet underdogs. But it's awesome. It's awesome.
Hey, let me switch things up for a second. Danny, as a noted celebrator of sports petty, you love good sports petty. Lamar Jackson tweeting out a 3-week-old trade demand as John Harbaugh is approaching the microphones to speak at the owners' meetings. Do we think that is it? Because supposedly they texted just before it, right? So do we think this is that's a remarkable achievement in sports petty? That's true,
better than Patrick Beverly and the Charmin.
Yes, which he claims was a paid post.
It might have been, but timed interestingly.
The hashtags were all in line for it to be an ad, but yes, the timing.
I think it was very petty, and I think it was very calculated, and I think it was very smart.
From Lamar?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really trying to play this game.
For the first, you have to make this very uncomfortable because you don't have leverage because of how the system is set up. Your only leverage is that Baltimore has no other option, which is pretty good leverage.
Mm-hmm.
But they would say, are you really going to play for not $32 million and miss all of those game checks in a year of your prime? Which is also pretty good leverage, which is why this entire time I thought he was going to end up in Baltimore, because a trade request is a weird thing to me when the franchise tag itself was permission for a trade.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's one thing to be Le'Veon Bell and lose out on a year of earning at a fungible position like running back. It's another to be a quarterback. If I'm Lamar, maybe I don't mind sitting out for a year. You know? I could see that not being the worst decision in the world.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. He's a tough one to figure out. He has no agent, and no one is apparently calling. Like, if he had gotten calls from Indy and Washington and Atlanta between when the tag was put out and today,
mm-hmm.
what's the point of putting this out there? You know, I assume he is not getting his price met by the Ravens, obviously, or else they would have had a deal done. Nor is he getting his price met from anyone else that he or his business associate, not named St. Omni, could negotiate. You know, so I think this is going to just get uglier before it gets resolved.
I know you guys have a truncated show because of baseball, and I want to mention that speaking of baseball, BetMGM and 670 The Score are teaming up to celebrate opening day at Slugger's Sports Bar. It's 3545 North Clark Street in Wrigleyville. Join us Thursday, March 30th, for a pregame party leading up to first pitch. We're broadcasting live. It's the Bernstein and Holmes Show from 10 to 12:45, followed by the Cubs pregame show with Zach Zaidman until 1:20. So stop by, say hello, grab some swag, see how you can take your game to the next level this baseball season with the king of sports books. Looking forward to that. I can feel opening day in the air. I can feel baseball coming and some reasonable optimism on both sides of town. We haven't been in that place in a while.
We will be discussing that as well as we take you up to a Cubs spring training broadcast. I'll be sure to stop by Slugger's on Thursday. We're doing the show after the Cubs opener from the Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes's radio booth. And we know we will have a show thanks to the Pitch Clock.
Yes.
So we're doing that.
A dependable show after every day game now.
That's right. And during our truncated show, we will get an update from Wrigley Field on how many home runs Shane hit out of Wrigley after he guaranteed his ability to do so.
If he even put one in the basket today in this wind, ooh, boy.
We're gonna find out live.
This is blowing straight in, so I hope he got one.
I hope he did as well. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.